This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Sully, let's get a college blitz, please.
Let's get this blitz in the mix.
Let's go!
We have time for one more.
All right.
We might as well. Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Oh my
pants, the silks.
Nice job on the blitz, Mike.
All right, let's see if you're prepared because you were terrible on last week's blitz. Rapid fire, college edition.
You thought so?
No, I'm only kidding. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
Yes, I'm always prepared. Right, ready to go.
Let's go.
So, let's start out. Mack Brown, North Carolina, said no rebuild at all. We're ready to win. Do you buy that or not?
Yes.
Can he be 67? Can he be successful there?
He can, but he's got to have elite coordinators. And the one thing North Carolina is probably willing to do on the heels of that embarrassing scandal and Larry Fedora's disaster is probably spend some money. There was a report yesterday, and I forget who it was, that Mack Brown was trying to back channel to get Cliff Kingsbury as the OC at UNC. And if they're going to spend that kind of money, yeah, they can win there. UNC Chapel Hill to me has been a sleeping giant. In the ACC, there are two schools that I've always believed could win and win huge, and it's UNC and Virginia. Virginia could be like the Stanford of the East Coast. It's a wonderful school, a beautiful campus. They got money there, but they never get it right. UNC had it cooking under Mack in the old days. They could do it again. I don't mind the hire because they need credibility. It's been a disaster.
True or false? Right now, with the four that are in the playoff, Clemson is the weakest team in there right now.
Agree. Freshman quarterback. Simple. And I like Trevor Lawrence, but that truly is. And I think they're the least tested because the ACC is a garbage bag filled with vomit.
Side note, UCF ranked 8th in the new rankings. Any issue with that?
No, it doesn't matter because Mackenzie Milton's leg exploded. Yep. Like, they're not letting him in without their starting quarterback. It won't happen. So bottom line is I don't know why Michigan's 7. I don't know why UCF is 8. Neither of them have any hope of getting in.
Right.
Just eliminate them.
Well, I don't get a brain bag.
Right.
Kirk Herbstreit thinks that if Georgia plays Alabama close, the Bulldogs could have a case to remain at number 4 over Oklahoma and Ohio State. You agree with Herbie on that or not?
It's typical Herbie. Safe, measured, has a way to talk out of it. Oh, have a case. Great. Thanks, Kirk. Yeah, sure.
And how pissed would he be if Ohio State got left out like that?
Well, listen, you know, he's more interested in not upsetting anyone than he is doing the job and having opinions. That's how I feel about that. Stop being safe, have an opinion. Jesus, it's sports. It's not cancer research.
You used to like him, too.
No. Him calling a game, I enjoy. His work as a, quote, you know, analyst or opinionist, it's dreadful.
You know, like his analysis from his finished basement with all the helmets behind there?
I'm actually jealous of that. You want to start talking to me from the man cave?
Yeah. It does look pretty
I'll
cool.
I'll get Leo and Otis in the mix. Whatever you want.
Some news this week. Kyler Murray, Oklahoma quarterback, said that even though he thinks he could play in the NFL, he's still preparing to move on with his baseball career and give up football after this season. In your opinion, if you were, you know, giving him advice, do you think that's a smart move or do you think he could really translate to an NFL team?
I don't know enough about his baseball career. I know he was selected number 7. I know the A's paid big money. That's all well and good. Without knowing what he projects to be baseball-wise, it's not fair for me to answer that question. Football-wise, he'd get taken somewhere. And I know everybody wants to compare him to Russell Wilson, but I don't think that's accurate. This kid has explosive athleticism. Russell Wilson does not. This kid's got a bigger arm than Russell Wilson. He would get drafted. But I got to know his baseball ability, Mike. That's not fair for me. So I am going to say no. I'm not answering.
It's not true.
It is. I don't know.
Couple about coaches real quick. Pat
sure.
Fitzgerald, Big Ten Coach of the Year, simply. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I'm fine with it. I think he's one of the more underrated coaches out there. I think he's a guy that if you have a big-time opening and you're not concerned with sex appeal, but you're concerned about your program getting run the right way, you know, recruiting good young men, all that stuff, if you're involved, if you want that crap, Pat's your guy.
It's not factual.
It is. He does a good job. And look, Northwestern better do everything in their power because that is one of the only times I'll say the dude who has that job is a lifer. He don't need to go nowhere else.
I have lost a lot of games.
Is this what we're doing for the rest of this?
Speaking of lifers, another coach question. There were some college football first-year coaching grades that I saw.
Okay.
Dan Mullen at Florida got an A. Do you agree with that, with the job he's done at Florida this year, getting an A for his first year at Florida?
I'm not going to split hairs. I would have gone a B+, but that's fine. I don't think Florida's any good, but I think he stopped them from being embarrassing, and I think there were certain games their offense looked functional and wasn't awful to watch. So I'll say a B+, but if you want to go A, give him an A.
I don't know what to say.
Willie Taggart, F-.
And then the last two here, I want to ask you about some of the locks of the weekend. There were two locks of the weekend. I think this was on
More coaching grades?
CBS that I saw. No, just those two.
Gee whiz.
The first lock, tell me if you agree. Georgia getting 10.5 against Alabama. Here's the reasoning. Georgia's offense has really gotten in gear and is a lot better than any offense Alabama has played this year.
Wait a second. Wasn't that spread 13.5?
10.5 is what they posted in here.
I saw at 13.5, I liked it. At 10, I'm not so sure. I'm inclined to say yes, man. I am. I know I shouldn't. I have a rule. I never go against Nick Saban.
They're probably going by the opening spread, which is 10.5.
All right. Right
now it is, you're right, around 13.5.
Can I have the 13.5?
Sure. You'll take Georgia?
I'll take Georgia. I really believe, look, Georgia, they got ambushed in their one loss. I mean, ambushed against LSU on the road. And it was a weekend. They started three freshman offensive linemen, super beat up front.
Hey, I'm Coach O.
Tell them, JoJo. I really believe in Georgia.
They know that's all they have to do, really, is play them close. Of course, you want to win.
I love the points there, yeah.
What if the SEC just colludes and, you know, gives Georgia the wins, so they can get two teams in?
Fine by me. It's better than letting junk from the Big Ten in.
Could you imagine if they somehow did that and Saban just sat
right
all of his players?
Right now, neutral field, Georgia, OSU, who wins?
Georgia.
Okay, Georgia, Michigan, who wins?
Georgia.
Okay, so if it's about the four best teams, I'm sorry. I could make a case that Georgia with two losses, better than OSU with one. Go ahead. Next.
Pants, the silks.
Last one for the lock of the week. They posted Washington -3.5. Against Utah in the Pac-12 championship. Washington's defense should shut down Utah's offense, which is without its starting quarterback and running back.
So why is it only 3.5? Signed Las Vegas and bright neon lights. If they're without their starting QB and their best running back, why is it 3.5? Shouldn't it be 7? Shouldn't it be 10? Nah, and you know what? I'll just be upfront with you. I've only watched Washington a couple times this year. Jake Browning has never gotten any better since his freshman year. I don't love him. I love Chris Peterson. He does a great job up there. Gaskin's a great running back. They had a little snowball in Pullman last week, but I can't go lock territory there. That Pac-12. Can we fix the Pac-12? Can someone get USC and UCLA off the mat, please? Jesus. What else you got?
That's it.
Oh, come on. Give me a bonus. All right. That's okay.
You want another coaching one, right?
Yeah, give me. I like the coaching grades. Dave Warner, F.
Yeah, Don Brown.
A B-. I got grades for days. Hatchet, C. Roberto, A.
Well, how about Chip Kelly? What do you give him for his first year?
F. Total debacle. All right, good talk. Thank you, Michael.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.